Well, I seen this one the other day. I was getting ready for church, and I flipped on the TV, and I usually put it on the news or on the Sun Life broadcasting and listen to some guys preach. And I had it on there. They had a talk show. And there's a show now, I'm sure all you girls are familiar with it, very popular in America right now. It's called Dance Moms. And these dance moms are these dumb old women. They're not really old, but they're dumb. And they have their little girls in there. How many are familiar with that show I'm talking about? I don't know if I'd raise my hand if I was you. But anyway, that's your favorite show? I see not yet. Okay, whatever. But anyway, here's what it is. These little girls are about 8 or 9 years old, about that high. And these moms take them to this, like this big studio, and this mean old, hateful old witch of a woman is in charge of it. And she's going to make professional dancers out of these little girls. And they take these little girls, and there's about 5 of them. And let's just say here's little Jada, and here's little Jada-er, and here's little Caitlin, and here's little Bonnie, and here's little Susie, and all that. And they get in there, and they got these little girls who are only like 9 or 10 years old, and they're like this. They got on more makeup than Tammy Faye wore in her prime. They glued eyelashes on them like at 9 years old, brother. Made them look like professional prostitutes. And out there, they got on little bikinis and stuff. Now we wonder how come we got pedophiles, and we wonder how come there's so much child rape, and we wonder, and we parade little girls across there. And Mama said, "Oh God, oh baby, oh if you can just make it, if you can just make it, baby." And these little girls are doing this, and they turn around like that, and they're doing little dances. And here's the old sergeant, what I called her. Lord have mercy, that woman was mean. And she'd go and she'd say, "No, now you're not doing good. That's terrible. And she blesses them out. She is the hatefulest, meanest, grouchiest old bad word that you can ever imagine. I mean, she is awful. I mean, this woman, she's horrible. She's terrible. I was sitting there, and these little old girls, they had them crying. She said, "Now you can do better than that." She said, "But mommy, mommy." And the mama takes the side of the old grouch and says, "Yes, you can do better. Yes, you can do better." And the little girl says, "Okay, okay." And they have on this TV show, and they're saying, "We've got to push them. They have potential. They can make it big. We got to push them. We got to push them." I wanted to go over there and just pop her like a big balloon, let the air out of her. She'd have went around and like a blood balloon, if I'd have popped her. I'm telling you, it's a sad day when we celebrate people. Let me tell you people something here this morning. Hold on your seatbelts, okay? It might get a little rough here in just the next couple of seconds. If that was the other way around, let's just say that was a religious movement. Let's just say they were teaching them kids the Bible. Let's just say, and they showed them on TV, "You learned this verse. You learned this verse. Now you say it again." "But mommy, I'm sleepy." Just learn it. They would have been branded as a cult. It would have been on every news channel. They'd have said, "These people, these kids ought to be taken away." And yet, we make movie stars out of these idiots. I'm telling you this morning, the world in 2012 is going the wrong way. How could she have the most popular show in America right now? She's a cult leader. You see the double standard? What if we had kids and mamas had them out there 5 days a week beating the Bible into their heads? "You can do better. You say that verse. You want to work on this thing, Roy? Been hunting you for 2 weeks. I got gone last Sunday before I could get it to you." What if we take those kids and we said, "Now you can do better." And would you let somebody talk to your kid like that? I would. Somebody got one of my girls down and said, "You can do better. You can do better. I can." I'd say, "You can do better by dying." "Whatever, you old mean thing." A kid can be bent. You don't. Now, you know what their mama's problem is? Mama's a flop, and she's done past 35. And she's trying to live her life through that little girl. and make that little girl what she always wanted to be, and making the kid feel guilty because the kid wants to please their mama. Sad. It's sad. They're warping them little old young'un's personality. They make them think, listen, parents, all you parents, give me attention just a second. Whatever you push your kids to think's important is what they think's important. If you push them to say, God, Jesus, church, Bible, God, that's what they're going to grow up thinking. You say, well, my kids like sports. And I can tell you why. Because you do. They say, well, Daddy likes it, it must be great. Mama likes it, it must be great. I'm telling you this morning, kids can be pushed. And you better push them toward God. If you don't, you'll be calling me one of these days, saying they're on drugs, they're in trouble, they're out. And you'll say, listen, many parents gripe because the stream is bitter when they put the poison in way back up the stream somewhere. I saw an activity bus the other night. Going home late, going up interstate, one of the high schools, it was about 11 o'clock at night on a school night. What if that's church? What if it was church and we took the kids to a church activity and got them home at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night? Take a fit, wouldn't you? I'm just going to jerk. No, I can't believe they've done this. Not, my kid's not going, but it's a ball game. It's all right, ain't it? We're a bunch of idol worshipers. Say amen right there. Say amen, Brother Danny. You're saying it right. You're telling it right this morning. Listen, brother, that's the world in 2012.